Cold in July is the second film from Jim Mickle, who made the largely unseen We Are What We Are, which was a US remake of the Mexican director Georges Michel Grau's contemporary vampire story. Cold in July is a very, very different proposition, and I think a far superior film. It's based on the Texan set novel by the acclaimed writer Joe R. Lansdale, and it's a pulp-type film with an all-star cast, including Sam Shepard, one of the great icons of American contemporary culture, Don Johnson, who many people may laugh at, but I think is a very accomplished actor when given the right role. He was recently seen in Tarantino's Django Unchained, and he's very good in this because he plays a character whose matinee idol looks have deserted him. And filling out the cast is Michael C. Hall, who most people will know from TV's Dexter. This is a film which is about contemporary America going to hell in a handcart. It's all set in the 80s. It's about the video boom, the VHS boom. It also has at its heart a relatively intelligent analysis of misogyny and violence towards women. All that said, it's still a very, very effective thriller with a number of very, very good set pieces. And it's also a film which covers the idea of culpability and the failings of patriarchy in America. I think that the film has lots to recommend it, both to audiences looking for a slightly more intelligent American movie, and also those that are fans of the American crime genre.